Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am so excited today to be on our radio broadcast on today. I bring you greetings in the powerful and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so delighted that you're on with me today. You in Radio Land and you that's on our radio broadcast, I must apologize for being late on today. I thank and praise God again for another opportunity to be in the service. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. We're going to get ready to call our service to order because we are running late today. We're going to now go into our devotion service here. We're going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, oh blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? While on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief, kneeling there in deep contrition. Help my unbelief. I'm crying, Savior, oh blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? While on earth thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the worker of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I have just read you from Psalms 37, from the first verse down to the 8th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come now asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way. Forgive us now, Lord. We ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on this morning, on this afternoon. Father, we just thanking you right now for everything, Lord. I thank you today, Lord, for waking me up this morning. I just thank you today. I come right now asking you to bind up the strong man on today. We ask you to bind the strong man, Lord, on today. Every evil thing, every demonic thing, every wicked thing, Lord, that try to come against this radio broadcast, Lord, I ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to bind the strong man from my life. Bind up the strong man. Bind up every demonic thing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that try to attack my life, that try to attack this radio broadcast, anyone that's up under the sound of my voice, Lord, I'm asking you to bind them right now, in the name of Jesus, from attacking any one of them, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I come right now, Lord, asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase. I'm asking you today, Lord, to change the atmosphere right now of this worship service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to police this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, send those ones that should be on, Lord, and the ones that don't, Lord, you already know. If don't nobody be on here, I gotta be on here anyway, with the angels. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm asking you, Lord, to bless everyone up under the sound of my voice, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless the angels that's in heaven. In the name of Jesus, bless Jesus on the right hand of the Father. Bless the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, bless the Word of God. In the blessed Word of God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. I give you praise and glory on today. I magnify your name on today, Lord. Bless him. Glory to God. Touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Lord. We magnify you today, Lord, and we glorify you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you praise on today. We thank you. Now, Lord, we're going to open up our testimony service. I don't care. Don't nobody say nothing. I don't care. I don't need you to say nothing. For my Lord, I'm so glad today, and I'm so thankful today, that he's my pop, and I'm so grateful, that he woke me up this morning, and I'm grateful, that I have all the activities on my list. I'm grateful today, that I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground's not standing on me. Hallelujah, come notable, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, thank you, Jesus. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. I just thank God today. I thank him today for Abba Father, who is in heaven. Abba Father, Abba Father. I thank God today. I thank God today. Abba Father, I thank you today. I thank God for Adonai, the Lord, the Master. I thank him today. Hallelujah. I thank God for Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hallelujah. I thank God today. I thank God today for the Ancient of Days. I thank God for the Christos, the Anointed One. Oh, Lord, I give God praise. Hallelujah. He's been good to me. God's been better to me than I could ever be to myself. I'm thanking him today. Oh, I have a testimony. I've been through so many tests. I've been through so much. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. I give you praise and I give you glory. I give you praise. I give you praise on today. I just want to testify and encourage somebody today. I thank and praise God today. I give God glory today. I magnify his holy name today. In the name of Jesus, God's been so good to me. He's just been so good to me. And I just thank God today. I just have to testify to encourage somebody else. My God is a wonderful God. He's a righteous God. He's a just God. He's a kind God. My God, my God, my God, I thank you today. For being my master, being the King of Kings, being the Lord of Lords, being in control today, in the name of Jesus, my God, in all health, which are in health, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. I'm talking about Abba Father. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you today. I just thank God today. God's been so good to me. God has been so good to me. And I just thank him. I have a sound mind. I thank God today. God has been better to me than I can even imagine. I think, glory to God. I thank him today. He don't have to do the things that he do for us. Hallelujah, but he do them. And I sure thank God. I appreciate him. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise on today. I give him glory today. Oh, yes, he is a good God. He's a good God. And I thank him today. Yes, he is. I thank God for watching over us all night last night. And early this morning, my Father, hallelujah, he shook me right about 4 o'clock for me to pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he didn't have to wake me up at all. Oh, yes, I could have been dead and sleeping in my grave. But my Father in heaven, he trusted me with a thing of love and shook me and woke me up. Get up and pray, daughter. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God on today. I want everybody in radio land, to be encouraged on today. Everyone that's on the radio broadcast, glory to God, be encouraged on the day. God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. Hallelujah. And I thank him on today. I thank God on today. Is there anyone else have a testimony? Want to say just something for the Lord? Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's so good to us. He's good to us. He don't have to be good. And you know, everything don't come easy. Some things come easy and some don't. Some things are uncomfortable and some not. But I tell you what, in everything we do, God is right there with us. Everything I say, we say God is right there looking, watching. Hallelujah. We got to live a holy life, consecrated unto the Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God on today. I thank Jesus for the blood. We just thank God for the blood. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood. You know, it's power in the blood. Hallelujah. It's power in the blood of Jesus. And I thank him for it today. Oh, yes, I do. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is an excellent God. He's a perfect God. And I thank him today. Oh, yes, wise God, a just and loving God, and I thank him on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God praise today, and we give him glory on today. Yes, we do. In the name of Jesus, he is so good. He is so righteous. It's an honor and a privilege to serve a God like that. It's such an honor and a privilege to serve a God like that. He is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good. Hallelujah. And I thank him today. So I'm going to close up our testimony service. If we don't have anyone else that want to testify unto the Lord, if we don't have anyone else, I get ready to close it out. Amen, amen. I'm not going to prolong the time because I want to apologize again for getting on the radio broadcast so late. It's usually at 4 o'clock, but today I was running a little late and I didn't get on. And, well, I wanted to get on, but I had a fight with the enemy and he lost. Victory is already mine. The enemy lost, you know, so he knocked my internet out. I was wrestling with my internet for I don't know how long, but that's okay. Victory still is ours. He lost. Because, see, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. But God already won the battle for us. We already have victory. That's why I'm sitting on this radio broadcast, and I thank God today. I give God praise and glory on today for it. In the name of Jesus. So I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to get ready to go right on in my teaching on today. We're going to be talking. Let me just pray first. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you on today, Father. I thank you for an opportunity to be on this radio broadcast. I thank you for the ones in radio land that's listening on today. I thank you for the ones that's on our radio broadcast that's listening on today. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for an opportunity to teach your word and preach your word on today, Lord. I'm asking you right now to cover our minds and our thoughts in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp us round about with angels, Lord, to protect us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you today to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, can teach your people on today. I have no power, no authority of myself, but only through Christ Jesus, Father. I give you praise today. I give you glory. I ask all these things, hallelujah, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So we're going to get ready to just, I'm going to start off with, you know, we on a series, we're teaching on the Lord's Prayer. And we are on the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, which is, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. That's in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Let me get it again. Matthew chapter. Yeah, Matthew chapter 6. Let me see, y'all. God is a good God. He's a holy God. I get so caught up when you start talking about the Lord. I just get caught up in it. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Amen. And hallowed mean holy or sacred. Hallowed mean holy and sacred. So we on the part of the Lord's Prayer where it say hallowed be thy name. That's still right in the first verse. Hallowed be thy name. And so we've been teaching on this series for a while. So we're at the part, we holler God's name when we honor his name before things. Like, when we honor God's name before we honor your tablet. You know, we can't put things before God's name. We cannot do that. Because when we dishonor his name, it's displeasing to him. When we prefer the honor of God's name before our own credit, the saints of old have, for the honor of God, been willing to endure reproach. For thy sake I have borne reproach. That's in Psalm 69:7. David cared not what reproach he suffered, so God's name might not suffer. See, this is about us today. We say all kind of stuff in vain using God's name. But God's name is supposed to be hallowed. It's supposed to be holy and sacred. But we don't do that. The prophet Elijah was called in derision the hairy prophet. And the prophet Isaiah, the bearer of burden. The barren burden. And the prophet Zephaniah was the bitter prophet. But they wound these reproaches as a crown about their head, because all this what they went through, they still kept God's name sacred and holy, sanctified, set apart. You can't talk about God's name and dishonor it. You can't dishonor God's name. The honor of God's name was dearer to them than their own honor. Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ as greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. That's in Hebrews 11:26. The apostles went away rejoicing that they were counted worthy. They were counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of Christ, that they were graced so far as to be disgraced for the name of Christ. So whatever it took to exalt and lift up God's name, that's what they did. They didn't care if they got flawed. They didn't care whether they got beat. They wasn't ashamed to say Jesus the Christ. They wasn't shame to say our Father which is in heaven. You know, they didn't have no shame when it came to the name of God. We should not dishonor God's name. We holler God's name when we are content to have our name eclipsed, that his name may shine the more. We're not supposed to be lifting our name up. We're supposed to be lifting up the name of God. Not our name. It's not about us. But it's all about God. Hallelujah. It's not about us. It's not about what we think or what. It's about God. It's not that God has to work around our schedule, but we have to work around God's schedule. We can't dishonor God like that. We should honor God by everything we do and everything we do and by everything we say. We should honor God. When we prefer the honor of God's name before our worldly profits and interests, then we're doing something. But most of us don't. If we got to do this and do that, we say, oh, I'm not going to study today. I'm not going to do this today. I'm not going to pray today. But that's not what God says. God says we're supposed to honor his name. We're supposed to lift up our Father. We're supposed to hallow his name. Matthew 19:27. Okay, when these two, God and estate, came into competition, we would rather let estate go than God. Love and favor. Thus that noble Marquis of Vice parted with a fair estate using these words. Let the money perish with them that count all the gold and silver in the world worth one hour's communion with Jesus. So what, in other words, he was saying, I don't care about the silver and the gold. It cannot compare to 1 hour of communion with Jesus Christ. Nothing can compare with that. Nothing. When we prefer the honor of God's name before our own life, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, Romans chapter 8 and 36, the honor done to God's name is not by bringing the outward pomp and glory to him as we do to the king, but it comes in another way, and that is by the suffering of his people. When the world sees how entirely his people love him, that they would die for him or for his service, it exalts and honors his name. God's crown flourishes in the ashes of his martyr. Basil speaks of a virgin condemned to the fire who's having her life and estate offered her. If she would bow to the idol and answer Vata, she could live, but let life and money go. She wasn't going to bow to another god, so they burned her at the stake. And we can't bow to other gods. We cannot. We got to honor God's name. When God's glory weighs heaviest in the balance, and we are willing to suffer the loss of all rather than God's name should suffer, we do in a high degree hollow God's name. God's name should be hollow. Sanctify. We hollow and sanctify God's name by a holy conversation. So now people talk all the time, and when we talk about all kind of stuff that we should not be talking about. A lot of people use his name in vain. They be cursing and saying all bad stuff using God's name. But when you do that, you condemn your own self. When you do that, you condemn yourself. We're supposed to hallow God's name. We're supposed to sanctify his name. We are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you. 1 Peter 2:9, as an unholy life dishonor God's name. The name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. Romans 2:24, so by our holy and Bible conversation, we honor God's name. A holy life speaks louder than all the anthems and praises in the world. If we live holy, see, people think when we talk about living holy, I mean, you so holy, you're no earthly good. You can't come down. But what I'm talking about, living holy, is you're in the will of God, you consecrate yourself, you sanctify or set yourself apart unto the Lord, you live holy. You don't have to wear dresses down to the floor and all this holding your head up. All you got to do is live a holy life. You can't go around cursing and fighting and shooting and killing and stealing and cheating. You can't do that. When you've been called by God, you have to live a holy life before the Lord unto God, and he will help you. The Holy Ghost will help you. God's Holy Spirit will help you because he knows already your heart. See, because man look at the outward part, but God looks at the heart on today. God knows what's in our heart, if it's right or wrong. Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you today that when you're on the telephone gossiping, when you're on the phone saying all kind of manner of stuff, I hope your conversation that you're having is of a holy conversation, because believe me, God is listening in on your conversation. His heavenly secretary is taking notes. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say or think. We have to know and live how God wants us to. We have to be in the will of God. When we're in the will of God, we can ask anything in his name, and he'll do it for us. We can ask anything in God's name, and he will do it for us. So, you know, I thank and praise God on today. I would love to hollow his name, to keep his name sacred and sanctified, set apart. Hallelujah. So the main work of religion lies in the heart, yet when our light so shines that others behold it, we glorify God. When we let our light shine, when we witness and when we testify, when we tell people about the goodness of God and all that he's done for us, oh yes, our soul should cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving us. You know, when we let our light shine, when we can witness on the behalf of the Lord, and when we can say something for the Lord to somebody to encourage them, we let our light shine. We let our light shine. We have to let our light shine that men would see. Hallelujah. The Macedonians used one day in the year to wear the picture of Alexander set in a pearl and costly a jewel. So when we carry the picture of Christ about us in our holy example, we bring honor to God's name. See, the true note and character of a godly person, he is a sanctifier of God's name, first of all. A true saint, ambitious, endeavors to advance God's name even the more. The question he asks himself in everything he's going about is, will this action tend to honor the name of God? See, we should be honoring God's name. We should be hallowing God's name. It's in the prayer. It says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed, set apart, sacred, sanctify God's name. We have to know that on today without a shadow of a doubt. We have to know that God's name is sanctified and hallowed. Hallelujah. That Christ may be magnified. Hallelujah. Who will exalt his name? Will it exalt God? We have to keep God's name exalted. We ought to praise God to exalt his name. Now, sometimes in Philippians 3 and 18, consider how God's name, instead of being hallowed and sanctified, is dishonored. His name, which is worth more than the salvation of all men's souls, suffer deeply. Are apt to speak of our suffering. Some of us, we go through so many things, and the word of God say, don't think it's strange when you go through these fiery darts being thrown at you, honey. Don't think it's strange when you go through all these divers temptations and all this wicked and evil stuff. Don't think it's strange when we suffer for God's name and for God's sake, but we do, and we complain about it. What are all our sufferings? We get uncomfortable. Sometimes we go through things, and it's not comfortable. But believe me, when you suffer with God a while, you will reign with God. When you suffer for God's name and for his sake, you already have your salvation. You are already in the kingdom of God for his name's sake, which is worth more than men's salvation. It's even worth more than us being saved. It's worth more to suffer for God's sake. most of the guys, John the Baptist, got his head cut off for God's name and preaching in the wilderness. Paul was in prison. James was beaten, flogged, and in prison. Most of this Bible, what we have and study, was written out of a prison because the men and women of God were suffered just to call on the name of Jesus, just to call on God's name. They was whipped and beat and put in prison. Just for that. If we were going through that, we could say something. But we haven't been through that yet. Because it's going to be a day and an hour to come where they're going to take every Bible away. And if you don't know it in your mind and in your heart and remember it, hallelujah, you're not going to have the word of God to do it with anymore. But I say to you today, hallelujah, we need to honor God's name instead of dishonoring God's name. I thank and praise God today. They say by the heathens who have a knowledge of a Godhead by the light of nature, yet dishonor him and sin against the light of nature. In Romans chapter 1 and 19, the Egyptians worship an ox. The Persians worship the sun. The Grecians worship, and the Romans worship the planet Jupiter. The Parthians worship the devil. God's name is dishonored by the Turks who adore Muhammad, their great prophet, as one divinely inspired. Muhammad was an impure, vicious, and had a vicious nature. He plucked the crown from Christ's head by denying his deity. See, some people don't believe in the Father and in the Son and in the Holy Ghost, but I do. God's deity. God's name is dishonored by the Jews who give not equal honor and adoration to God the Son as to God the Father. They expect a Messiah to yet to come. They believe not in Christ. They blaspheme him. They rejected imputed righteousness. They vilified the Christian Sabbath. You know, most people don't keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath is on a Saturday, not on a Sunday. Not on a Sunday. It's on a Saturday. But people, they don't keep the Sabbath. The Ten Commandments say, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. How many of us are keeping the Sabbath holy? Those are the Ten Commandments that God kept. He didn't. Moses didn't break them. He didn't break those Ten Commandments. Those other laws that we could not keep, yeah. But the Ten Commandments have never changed. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. He kept those. He said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You have to do that. God's name is dishonored by the Papists. There is a God-dishonoring religion. People might not know this. They dishonor the name of God by their idolatry, which is spiritually adultery. Idolatry is to worship a false god or the true God in a false manner. Now, when you worship God in a false manner, that means you're a hypocrite. Because you're not really believing in God. And you're worshiping him in a false manner. In the name of Jesus. In a false manner. when you committing spiritual adultery. Idolatry is to worship a false god or worship the true God in a false manner. They dishonor God by their idolatry and making graven images. We're not supposed to worship statues. We're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to worship statues. And giving the same honor to them that is due to God. Images are teachers of lies. They represent God in a bold bodily shape. Hebrews chapter 2 and 18. They dishonor God by their idolatry in the man, worshiping the host and offering it up as a sacrifice for sin. The apostle says, by one offering, Christ, his perfect forever, them that are sanctified, them that are set apart. You know, God is perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect. They are perfect people, perfect, perfect Father and Son. They are perfect in everything they do. But as if his offering on the cross were imperfect, they offer him up daily in the mass, which is a dishonor to Christ's priestly office. So when you go into these Catholic churches and they at mass and they offering up Christ every day, it's like when he died that one time. It didn't work. So you have to keep doing it. You have to just keep doing it. But God says that's a dishonor to the Lord. The Papists, instead of hallowing God's name, dishonor it by locking up the scriptures in an unknown tongue. Like the Philistines, they plucked out people's eyes and then make sports with them. The Bible is a shining light, but they draw a curtain over it. They take away the key of knowledge and hinder God's glory by hindering men's salvation. That's in Luke chapter 11, verse 52. Instead of hallowing God's name, they dishonor it by giving men indulgences. They say the Pope, as Peter's successor, has power to grant indulgence by virtue whereof men are set free in the sight of God. This is to steal a flower from the crown of heaven, and they can't do it. The Pope assumed a power to pardon, which is God's royal prerogative. Who can forgive sins but God? Only God can forgive sins. That's and you should read it over in Mark chapter 2, verse 7. Man cannot forgive sin, but only God can forgive sin. And his name is being dishonored because they call themselves priests and they forgiven sin. And you can't do that. Mark chapter 2, verse 7 says only God can do it. The Pope, by his indulgence, encourages men to sin. You cannot forgive sin because God made man and only God can forgive man. Hallelujah. The sin of man. What need the papists could what sin be committed when they have a license and patent from the Pope to bear them harmless? Instead of hallowing God's name, they dishonor it by their invocation to sin. You can't do that. We are to pray to God only. Huh? Glory to God. Not to no man, not to no spirit, but to the Spirit of God. We supposed to only pray to the Father, not pray to any saint or Virgin Mary, but to pray to the Father in heaven. We have a jealous God, and he don't like that. He don't pray that. You can't do it. Only God can forgive sin, and you're not supposed to pray to nobody but the Father, which is in heaven. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. We may pray to none but whom we may believe in. Romans 10:14 says the saints in heaven are ignorant of our grieving. Abraham is ignorant of us. Isaiah 63:16 says, instead of hallowing God's name, they dishonor it by thy luxury and uncleanness. And Rome's fornication keeps open shop and is in some cases preferred before honoring matrimony. Instead of hallowing God's name, they dishonor it by their blasphemy. They blaspheme. They give equal, nay, more honor to the Virgin Mary than to Christ. They ascribe more to her milk than they do his blood. They call her scholars, whatever that is, the ladder of heaven. In their doxology, they say, praise be to the Virgin Mary and also to Christ. What blasphemy is this to set the creature above the creator? We cannot do that. I don't care how much they try to teach you. Know that you can't do that. You can't put nobody before Christ and nobody before God. I don't care who it is. Nobody. Because you dishonor God like that. You dishonor his name. You blaspheme against God. Hallelujah. And you cannot do it. He will not honor this. No. They say to her old Felix and all those other things, happy mother of a son who purges away our crimes, instead of hallowing God's name, they dishonor it by their lies. Their golden legend is an imposter and is full of lying wonders. You can't do that. They show John the Baptist's forehead for a relic in Spain, yet his whole head they affirm to be seen in St. Sylvester in Rome. They show Paul's shadow at Rome. We read of St. Paul's shadow in Acts chapter 5, verse 15. But it is strange how the papists could catch it and keep it by them so long instead of hallowing God's name. They dishonor it by baptizing sin with the name of virtue. Breach of oath is what the papists, a virtue. If a man has bound his soul to God by an oath to violate it in virtuous, if it may propagate the Catholic cause, killing those who are of a different religion is not only venial, but a virtue among Catholics, destroying 200,000 who were Protestants, who commanded as glorious action, honored with a triumph at Rome. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful not to dishonor God's name. That's my main thing. We can't dishonor God's name. What is it to say, hallowed be thy name, when in their lives they profane his name? They dishonor God by their atheism, Sabbath breaking, uncleanness, perjury, intemperament, injustice. Men hang out a flag of defiance against heaven, as the Thracians, when it thunders, shoot their arrows against heaven. So men shoot their sin as beard against arrows against heaven. Sinners are hard in sin. They despise counsel. They laugh at reproof. They cast off the veil of modesty. Satan has taken such full possession of them that when they sin, they glory in their shame. That's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 19. We have to understand, we can't brag on how many sins we did, how many new oaths they have invented, how often they have been drunk, how many they have defiled. You can't do that. You can't play with sin. Because let me tell you, when you go to God in prayer and you got sin on you, God turned his head, because that sin defiles his nostrils. He don't want that stuff messing up his nostrils. It's like going up in the nostrils of God, and he turns his head. He don't want to hear that stuff. He do not want to hear it. He don't want to hear it. But God, who are in heaven, he knows what we doing, how we doing it, and what we doing. He knows. We have to be careful how we live in the day. Now, I'm doing a series on the model prayer, and all of this came out of one verse. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. All of this stuff come out of one verse. Hallowed would be thy name. It's so important to hallow God's name. It's so important to honor God's name. It's so important to lift God and exalt God's name. It's more important than the soul of men, salvation. That's what the word of God says. It's more important than our salvation to exalt God's name. And we should do that. It's so important to do that. I'm not going to prolong the time, but God is good, and his mercy endures forever. We have to know that we have to stay before God in prayer. We have to keep praying, because I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. He is our everything. He is my everything. If I didn't have God, if I didn't have Jesus, I wouldn't want to live here. I wouldn't want to be here. Because I can't live without them. I love them so much. I wouldn't want to live without God. He's all I have. He's all I need. He's all any of us need. So I'm thanking and praising him for being in my heart today, for being in my spirit today, for being my Abba Father. I'm so happy today about it. I thank God for his son, Jesus, that he sent his son down from heaven, wrapped him in human flesh in the name of Jesus. Then they took him. He lived them, and they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. He lived down through 42 generations, and then they started messing with him, and they threw him into the stockade in prison, and they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Then they started to crucify him. They convicted him and condemned him, and he didn't do anything, but they did it anyway. Then they took him to a hill called Golgotha, Calvary's Hill, Calvary's Mountain. They hung him on an old cross. They nailed nails in his hand. They put nails in his feet. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They pierced him in his side. And blood and water come streaming out. My God, my God. The Son of God was crucified for my sins and for your sins. He was hung up for all of our hangups. Hallelujah. I thank God today that Jesus did not come down from that old rugged cross. If he had come down, we would be in a burning hell. But he stayed right there. He asked the Father in heaven, let this bitter cup pass me. But the cup didn't pass it. No, it didn't. He hung right there for 3 days. He locked his head in the lock of his shoulder, and he gave up the ghost in the name of Jesus. They took him down before the ninth hour. They buried Jesus in a borrowed tomb in the name of Jesus, and God raised him up on that third Sunday morning, but that's not the end of the story. And he died for us. He died for you and me. Everybody in radio land. And God, Jesus died. God's only begotten Son gave up the ghost for my sins and for your sins. Didn't he die? Yes, he did. And God died for, Jesus died for us. And I thank him on today. And I'm so happy about him. That he died for us, and I'm so happy today and that Jesus died, and he died on that cross, and he died today, and the shed blood of Jesus, and I thank God, and for sending his son, and his son died, and shed his blood, and for our sins on today, and oh yes, he shed his blood, and so our sins can be forgiven, and I thank God on today. I thank him today. God is good God. He is good. He didn't have to send his son. Who else would give their only son up for some people that he didn't even know? But I thank God today that he did. I thank him today. I love him so much. And he first loved us. So I give God all praise today. I give him honor. And again, I say, I'm issuing up and asking for forgiveness on today for running late with our radio broadcast. But on next Sunday, it will resume to being at 4 o'clock p.m. And tomorrow night, Monday night, at 7 o'clock p.m., we'll have our study in the Word. We're studying on prophets at 7 o'clock on Monday night. That's our Bible study night. We will be studying on prophets. We'll be finishing a portion of studying on prophets on tomorrow night. So I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I thank God for each and every one of you for being on our radio broadcast. I thank God for the ones that's in radio land. I thank God for your prayer requests. You can keep sending your prayer requests that we may pray over them. In the name of Jesus, I give God all praise and glory on today. So I'm going to get ready to close out on today. Father, we just thank you now. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory on today. We magnify your holy name on today, Father. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone that's in radio land. Bless every family represented here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power. Both now and forever. Amen, amen, and thank God. You all are dismissed. God bless you all. Thank you in radio land. I will be looking for you to be back on the air on tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. And every one of our broadcasts is 1 hour. It's just 1 hour. So I will see you all on tomorrow night by the grace of God at 7 p.m. Eastern time is 6 p.m. Central time. God bless you around this country, in this nation. Amen. And thank God. Good evening. God bless.